Village of Round Lake, regular board meeting, July 18, 2016.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Mayor.
I would like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake of July 18, 2016 at 7 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Present.
There's a special guest today. Devin, would you mind leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Stand up and say the pledge.
Put your hand up over.
And look at the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen.
Thank you, Devin. Don, you've been replaced.
Okay.
May I get a motion for item 3.1 to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of July 5, 2016? Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Any amendments, approvals, anything else?
I'm going to stay there.
Thank you.
And so am I.
Thank you. I knew there was one more. All in favor?
Aye.
And I have to say aye, correct? Am I correct?
You're correct.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.1, any public comment this evening? Hello? If you just state your name.
Anastasia Productions Drive, 1918 West Greenview Drive, Round Lake, Illinois.
Hello.
My husband, Kevin.
Kevin,
say your
address. Thank you. Okay, well, we're just coming here to talk about bicycle safety and bicycle awareness. We started the Round Lake Area Bicycle Club about 3 years ago, and we have a following on our Facebook page of about 250 people. There's a big community in the Round Lake area that enjoys cycling and likes to get out and take the kids around. And one of the things that we were created, that we started the group for, was to kind of bring awareness to cycling. And to come and talk to you guys every once in a while, to try to encourage bicycle awareness. And, you know, we know that budgets are tight. We know that things, it's difficult to do things, but we try to do things maybe one step at a time to promote safety and what have you, and make this a bicycle-friendly community. We do have a lot of things that we've done over the last couple of years. We're involved in a lot of things, bicycle rodeos. We just did one. We are the Round Lake Area Bicycle Club. So we live in Round Lake, but we also help Round Lake Beach, Round Lake Park, and the other Round Lake Area residents with bicycle issues. So we were with the police department this weekend for their bicycle rodeo. We've done a few different things. We helped Mono a Mono in Round Lake Park get a grant for some bicycle racks to allow people to go to their services and use their services by riding their bikes there, because not a lot of the people that use their services, or there are a lot, I should say, that do not have transportation other than a bicycle. But it's very difficult for them, because if they can't lock up their bike anywhere else, it could get removed. So we've done that. Yeah. A few other things. So again, we're coming here to talk to you. One of the ideas that we've had as a club is to have an event at some time during the year that we would like to call the Ride with the Mayor event. Just to propose the idea to possibly get you out on a bicycle ride with our group. to show support.
We have that something in the springtime, summer, which is something that people fight to breakfast about. And it's a monthly basis, basically that means that we get out from place locally and we have breakfast together as a group. And then everybody goes back.
Because the whole board is going to come now.
And basically the reason that we're trying to do that again is to show some of the businesses to support local businesses in the Rowley area. And to show them that people on bicycles can come to their establishment and use their services. So we have chosen a bunch of different breakfast locations, and what we try to do is it's not one of those types of rides where everybody gets together in their cycling shorts and their jerseys and everything and goes as fast as they can. It's a situation where we say we're going to meet at a particular breakfast location at a certain time. So everybody just kind of converge on your bicycle on that location. We do have an area in the Valley Lakes subdivision where we live that we start, and we ask people if they want to, they can join us for our family-friendly ride. We have an 8-year-old, well, 9 now, a 9-year-old rides with us, so it's not a fast ride or anything. But again, it's to just promote the cycling safety and the cycling awareness, and then promote local businesses, put money into their coffers as well. So we could try to incorporate a ride with the mayor with one of those rides or something similar to that.
And then it will be nice because I think our communities in general are making a lot of education on the bicycling. I frequently hear, do you teach your people to signal that they're coming from the back and they're screaming, they're carrying out a dog, or do you teach them to wear helmets? All of that is very important, and we have to make sure that there is an educational part in that.
We do try to do that. So this year we held our second annual cycling safety and education event, maintenance and education, at the Round Lake Area Library. We did have some police officers come in as well and give a presentation. But that is, again, part of our focus is to educate people on the cycle, on the bikes, as well as just everybody in the community on the proper rules of the road, how to wear a helmet, how to be safe on the road, how to be visible, and things like that.
Also, I don't know who the public works director. What's your name?
This is another proposal that we would like to make. This is the fourth year that Ride Illinois has held a bike summit. They hold it every year. The last few years it's been down in Champaign. This year I believe they
Ride Illinois.
Ride Illinois.
Ride Illinois.
Yeah. It's a statewide organization for cycling and again cycling awareness and safety. They have a lot of educational materials. They do a lot of things to help villages like ours get grants as much as they possibly can. And that's one of the things that this summit will do is provide education and information about grants and about how to apply for grants and things like that. Things to help with the public works and the roads and how we can do things to help with that.
So maybe we can see, the event is going to take place on December 16th, I believe, two big events. First thing is the bicycles club.
Public works and cyclists, all people from clubs, that are just individual. I've done it to 2 years in a row, and I'll be going to it again this year. And then the second day is mainly for people like you in the community.
And we're going to check it out and see if we can work something together, if we can possibly see
participation. What we can do is maybe get your information and provide you as much information about it as possible, and you can forward it on to the board as well.
Yeah. And then we also need to see if possible for us to work together with VA on certain challenges. We don't know exactly how it works, but right in the cycle with our children, we have seen a lot of few places where every ride, the shrubbery and the branches from the cycle of trees are sticking out so much. So basically it creates a lot of hindrance to pass. I mean, basically out of the cycle space, half of it is cut by taking out shrubbery. It makes it very difficult for someone who, you know, trying to make it, your eyes are kind of vulnerable to the
In general, we try to teach the adult cyclists, of course, to stay on the road. But for the children, especially in a location like Munificence, where there is no shoulder, there's really the only place that you can ride a bike is in the lane of traffic.
I'm going to interject right here. Okay. A few years ago, I reached out to one of our firefighters, Anthony Carrero. I'm telling the cyclists. I don't know if he's got it. We had a meeting with Randy Seabach from Lake County Forest Preserve, who's in charge of the Millennial Trail and trying to get all of these different sections of it finally completed. Every community, including ours, money. How do we balance? So we sat down, we had a couple conversations. Now, I'm going to tell you, you have my full attention. And I'm glad that you have a club, because money has to be met with grants, with subsidies from somebody. And if you have interest, that brings the second part. So I'm going to ask you to make sure that you leave your contact number with Madam Clerk. And I'm going to give you my card. And please reach out to me, because this is a matter of interest to me. And yes, the mayor will ride. Believe it or not, I used to ride observed trials even on a bicycle. Not on this frame, but that was a long time ago, okay? I don't think they have a point to support that anymore. But I would definitely participate in that to try to bring public awareness, to try to bring a group and let the municipality know that we support bicycle safety,
right,
and hopefully get more people involved. The Forest Preserve has put a tremendous amount of money. You were talking about supporting local businesses. I know I'm talking to Mr. Seabach, the last leg of the Millennial Trail, the Robert, when that was connected, where people get from the Gurney area, allowed them to get to Lake Bluff, Lake Forest, and as soon as that was finished, there was this instant on the weekend, rafts of people showing up at a coffee shop that was never there.
Right.
Everybody on a bicycle.
Yeah.
So I know that works, and I would love downtown to be a destination. So you have my interest. You brought up things about safety, shrubbery. You're out there. You're doing it. Make a bullet list. Trust me, I will listen, and we'll help you.
Great. Yeah, and that's one of the things we want to make sure you're aware of, too, is that we will help in any way that we can as well.
Yeah, we'll volunteer. Okay.
Well, you know, start small, baby steps, and in 10 years,
exactly,
who knows what happens.
Exactly.
So yeah, you have my interest, and I'd be honored to participate in that.
Thank you very much. Okay, Brad, I have some of it. Yeah, this is what we were getting out on the bike conveyor. This is our ride coming up. This is my card, actually.
Very good.
Thank you.
We'll pass
Thank
you
back. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Madam Clerk just reminded me. Might be a venue for you to get some interest. August 2nd is National Night Out of the Police Department.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you had a group.
Yeah, so the community action team.
If you had a group that you could ride there, participate, meet some people, possibly have some literature to hand out.
Right. Very good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
What time does National Night Out start, Chief?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
If we need people, we have people in need parts, we have a silent bike march.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And they did participate in the 4th of July around Lake Beach Parade, too. 2 years already. So we've been out there, you got little signs and all
that. Around the area.
Yes. But it's right. Roy can probably speak, so.
Just all of us.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good
evening.
Thank you. Very good. Any other public comment? Pardon?
He says I want to see you on a bike.
It'll happen. You're going to be alongside me.
I'll shift this to
home. You're a bicycle built for two of it. I'd just be perfect for that.
For one? moving on. May I get a motion for the consent agenda, which includes item 5.1 through 5.7 as follows. 5.1, approve accounts payable in the amount of $391,222.21. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending July 10, 2016 in the amount of $150,813.09. 5.3, adopt a resolution accepting a bid from Schroeder & Schroeder for sidewalk and curb repairs in an amount not to exceed $53,884.75. 5.4, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Homer Tree Care Incorporated for tree removal services in an amount not to exceed $70,000. 5.5, adopt a resolution accepting a proposal from Baxter & Woodman, Incorporated, for project management services for North Rosedale Court and Hillside Drive Pavement Rehabilitation Project in an amount not to exceed $15,242. Item 5.6, adopt a resolution accepting a quote from Burris Equipment to repair the public works chipper in amount not to exceed $11,419.04. And item 5.7, adopt a resolution approving a school resource officer intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Round Lake and the Board of Education, the Round Lake Area Schools Community Unit School District 116. Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Rodriguez. Is there any discussion? Madam Clerk, roll call, please.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Fraley.
Aye.
Motion carries. Our way down to item 14.1. Not last Saturday. It's the Saturday before. Am I right, Phil?
Yeah.
July 2nd? Saturday before, whatever it was. I want to thank Trustee Turpin for attending. I had all intentions of going there, but at the last minute I could not make it to Round Lake Liquor's re-grand opening. Round Lake Liquor's been in business here for quite some time. They're a cherished business and liquor license holder. Sam Cattell frequently makes a donation to the Village of Round Lake. And he did so again. I spoke with Sam. And instead of having his donation go into the general fund and just be dispersed without really knowing what's happening with it, we had a conversation, and his donation will be, this year at least, contributed to the beautification committee. I just asked our attorney if it's appropriate to say the dollar amount. Mr. Patel has been very generous and donated $1,000. So that will be put into the beautification committee. Hopefully it will stimulate some other businesses to do the same, and maybe they can put it into whatever coffee they prefer. So thank you, Ron Lickers. Thank you, Sue, for attending that. Mayor's comments. Another re-grand opening. It was a week of re-grand openings. This one was great because I don't think it would have been good to drink at the liquor store, but it was quite all right to have an Italian sausage at Leo's. Leo's at the Valley Lakes Mall, is that the correct name? Moved a few doors down, a little bigger dining area, much bigger kitchen, same great food. And they were really happy that we showed up, and all of us had a nice lunch, and thank everybody who attended. Just a comment I want to make. I attended a function called Get to Know Round Lake that was put together by Mary Villalley. Mary is a Baird & Warner realtor. I told them to make sure that they open an office in the village of Round Lake, not just in our neighboring community of Grays Lake. But they do a lot of business here. And she invited several realtors. I would have guessed there was 30 realtors at this event. It was held at Lucky Emma's. She invited me, and she also invited members from School District 116. And the reason she did that was to introduce Round Lake to a group of Baird and Warner realtors that service our area, even though they don't have a license or they don't have an office here, but they do a lot of business here. And one of the things that she wanted to get across was a poor history of School District 116. And what they're not aware of is the progress that 116 has made. And to let people know, because this is a selling point still today, people will come in, they'll show them property, what school district is it in, because people are concerned about 116. They don't know the things that we've done that were not under government rule, about the referendum that was passed, the $29 million addition, their incubator program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and what good things that that school district is doing. They invited me there to talk about some, answer questions, not to talk, but answer questions about some of the history of Round Lake. And it was a great meeting. I think she did a fantastic job. Certainly, 25 to 30 realtors left there with a better impression of our village than when they walked in. So it was a good meeting. One other thing that I attended, Mr. Ambrose from Baxter Woodman invited me to a golf outing with him. I just want to mention this because I thought it was a great outing for a great cause. It was at the Glen Club, but it affects area residents. The closest one that was chosen for the scholarship to us was Libertyville. The scholarship, this fundraiser, was started back in the 90s when one of the members of this golf club passed away suddenly and left two children in high school without the funds and the means to go to college. So they started this thing. Their first year they had like, I don't know if these numbers are right, 24 people that attended. They raised $5,000 to give to these two kids. They kept the event going. Last week when we played, there was 136 people and raised $50,000 for scholarships. They choose five kids from the area whose parents have passed away and has faced a similar fate as what this original member did back in 1996, whatever it was. It was a heartwarming event and extremely successful. So thank Baxter and Woodman and John Ambrose for that opportunity. I'm really glad that I was able to participate in that. And with that, I have no further comments. Trustees.
I'm good.
Just a reminder that Thursday is Good News in the Park at the Sports Center. We'll be at 11:30 a.m. As chamber members, we are all obviously welcome. And if there's someone within the village that is a business owner that you would like to see join the chamber, it's a great time to bring them with and show them what we're all about. Thanks.
I'm you.
Hey, Eric.
I'm going to deal with the mailman over here.
Okay, now, I do want to say, Neil's is an excellent place to go. Thank you, Mayor, for coming to the chief. If you try to want to come home and you want to have a good set of ribs, they are the place to go for ribs. So, thank you again to the Mayor for being an honor to come to the ribs. So, great job, and I look forward to my time in the mayor.
Is there any additional business?
Yes.
If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crowley, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:26. See ya.